ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। अलं ते निरपेक्षाय पूर्णाकमा नमोऽस्तु ते महाविभूतिपतये। नमः सकालसिद्धये। Om Ajnana. We'll read the first three shlokas, and then, because they don't have purports, we'll go on to the next. Maharaj Parikshit said, "My dear Lord, you have already spoken about the Pumsavana vow. Now I want to hear about it in detail. For I understand that by observing this vow, one can please the Supreme Lord Vishnu." Shukadev Goswami said, "On the first day of the bright fortnight, on the month of Agrahayana, November, December, following the instructions of her husband, a woman should begin this regulative devotional service with a vow of penance, for it can fulfill all our desires. Before beginning the worship of Lord Vishnu, the woman should hear the story of how the Maruts were born. Under the instructions of a qualified Brahmanas, in the morning she should wash her teeth, bathe, and dress herself with white cloth and ornaments. And before taking breakfast, she should worship Lord Vishnu and Lakshmi. She should then pray to the Lord as follows: My dear Lord, you are full in all opulences, but I do not beg you for opulence. I simply offer my respectful obeisances unto you. You are the husband and master of Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, who has all opulences. Therefore, you are the master of all mystic yoga. I simply offer my obeisances unto you." Purport: A devotee knows how to appreciate the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purna Udachate Purnasya Purna Adaya Purnam Eva Vashishate. The Personality of Godhead is perfect and complete, and because He is completely perfect, all emanations from Him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. Because He is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from Him, He remains the complete balance. Therefore, to take shelter of the Supreme Lord is required. Whatever a devotee needs will be supplied by the complete Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tesham nitya biyuktanam yoga shemami ahami vahami aham. Therefore, a pure devotee will not ask anything from the Lord. He simply offers the Lord his respectful obeisances, and the Lord is prepared to accept whatever the devotee can secure to worship Him. Even patram pushpam palam toyam, a leaf, flower, fruit or water, there is no need to artificially exert oneself. It is better to be plain and simple and respectful obeisances and offer respectful obeisances to the Lord, whatever one can secure. The Lord is completely able to bless the devotee with all opulences. So I'm not used to speaking in front of many people. I very rarely give class. But since I was requested to give class, I thought I might try. So here we can see that Diti, that she is recognizing the greatness of the Lord. And she is understanding that there is nothing that I can give you, my Lord, because you are the owner of all things. All things have emanated from you. Just like sometimes when I was at the Ganges, I would see how people would take the water from Mother Ganges, and in a cupped hand they would do circles and they will offer a prayer to Mother Ganges. They will take the water and offer the water back to Mother Ganges, understanding that in this way they are offering the best thing they can to Mother Ganges. So, in a similar way, everything in this life that we have belongs to Krishna. And everything is meant to be dedicated and given to Krishna. We are Krishna's little parts and parcels, his tiny parts and parcels that have entered into this world. We have somehow or other come to separate ourselves from Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, it states how, due to desire and hate, the living entity comes to separate himself from Krishna. Just like once I was married, and at first our marriage was very nice. My wife, she was very happy with me, and she was attracted to me. She was in love with me. But in due course of time, that very love which was there in the beginning, when she decided that she wanted to leave me, turned to hatred. So on the basis of hatred, she could separate herself from me. In the same way, the living entity somehow or other makes that choice to separate himself from Krishna. And in doing so, there is hatred, deep-rooted hatred towards God. So we are all of that condition in this life. Somehow or other, we have come to that. And now, due to the blessings of the Vaishnavas and our samskaras from previous life's activities, we are now taking association with each other, hearing from the Mahabhagavats, their instructions, their guidance. And in this way, we're gradually becoming more and more purified. So, there was once a philosopher in Germany. His name was Hegel. And he said that God is for himself and by himself. So, God, Krishna, everything is for Krishna. Everything is meant to give pleasure for Krishna. And everything has emanated from Krishna. Krishna is Ishvara Parama Krishna Sakchirananda Vigraha Anadya Adya Govinda Sava Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes, the original person. He is complete and perfect. And we are also complete when we are connected with Krishna. Just like our hand can give wonderful function. It is a wonderful instrument when it is connected with our body. But when our hand is separated from our body, it may appear like a hand, but it cannot give assistance. It cannot act properly. So in the same way, we have separated ourselves. And in that separation, under our attempt to enjoy this material world, we become more and more overwhelmed by all of the bad qualities of this material world. Lust, anger, greed. So many bad things, especially in Kali Yuga. It says in Kali Yuga that we are always quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, slow to spiritual realization. And above all, we're always disturbed. So Kali Yuga is full of bad things, full of bad qualities. But we are very fortunate that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come within the difficulties of this age, and he has given the most glorious thing of Harinam, simply by the power and potency of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All of the difficulties, all of the bad qualities, they will be dissolved. And all of our good qualities will manifest. So then, as the good qualities manifest within our consciousness, within our heart, what will happen is that we will become more and more filled up with gratitude. We will gain greater and greater appreciation of who is God, how great is God, how great are his pastimes, and like that. We will become more and more inclined to hear about Krishna, to talk about him, and we will want to understand him. When I was a young man and I was growing up, there was one song that I used to hear on the radio a lot. It would go, to love, to know him is to love him, and I do. So like that. To know Krishna means what? We will love him. We will love Krishna. We will love ourselves. So this appreciation will grow as we become pure. It is said, there is a verse, Savo padhiya vinyamuktam tatparat vena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti uchite. So when our senses become pure, then Krishna's name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes, all things will become, we will become so attracted to Krishna. And because we have attraction to Krishna, Krishna will be attracted to us. It is reciprocal. So since I've come here, I've seen, actually I've never been here before, but I can see how much the devotees have learned to appreciate each other, to serve each other, and to try to see the good qualities in each other. In this way, they become attracted to each other. They develop friendship, relationships become deeper and deeper and deeper, and we please Guru and Krishna by that. As we deepen our relationships with each other and serving each other with love, with great respect, then we are giving honor to Guru and Krishna. And then the world also sees what it is to be a devotee of Krishna. And they become attracted. We cannot preach Krishna consciousness if we're always depressed or we're always unhappy and full of desire for material things, hankering, lamenting. But when we're joyful, when our heart is filled and it's becoming clearer and clearer who I am, that I have nothing to do with this place. This place is not my home. I am in a foreign land. Somehow or other I have fallen into this foreign place and I have taken something which is not me, Maya, that which is not. I have become accustomed to that. And it is very, very deep, this conditioning. So a devotee, he comes to realize this, and then he wants to give up all of the falsity, all of the pain that for many, many lifetimes I have acquired this body, this mind, my senses, my thoughts, my desires, my attachments. All of these things I've acquired in this life are pain-producing. This body is the abode of pain. Although the materialist will not see it like that. They will take it as the most cherishable thing. And it is that also. It is both the most wonderful thing to have this human form of life, but it is also a bad bargain for the soul. Those things are going on simultaneously in this world, that there is the agony and the ecstasy. Behind a green leaf in a tree, we may see that the tree is very, very beautiful, and we can appreciate the beauty of nature in that way. But behind the green leaf, there is one caterpillar being eaten by a bird. So the struggle for existence is there. And a devotee, he learns to appreciate, to see the beauty, the glory of what is Krishna, what is Krishna's nature, how the material nature is teaching us to realize the horrors of this material world, but also simultaneously to realize the beauty, because everything is from Krishna. Everything has emanated from Krishna. There is nothing but Krishna. And we are all meant to dedicate ourselves to Krishna. And as this consciousness awakens within us, more and more, we become more and more grateful to all things. So this has to be cultivated, and that is what Krishna consciousness is all about. It's all about a cultivation, appreciation of what I have, not what I do not have. In this way, we can simplify our lives more and more. We don't have to take on so many troubles to gain so many different things that we thought would bring us happiness. Rather, we simplify our life. We hear, we chant, we do bhajan, we do service to one and all. We become more and more capable to recognize that I am a very tiny, tiny living entity. And my whole purpose in life is to become a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, becoming Trinarapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Saheshnuna, Amanina Manadena Kiyataniya Sadahadi. I'm giving up all myself, my pride, my prestige, my false honor. And learning to respect one and all. In this way, Krishna will smile upon us. Gurudev will smile upon us. We have to die to live. The conditioned self must be annihilated. And then what will happen is that the real person will come forth. That real person is a jewel, is a gem of all glorious things, because it is what comes from Krishna. Of course, this material world is also coming from Krishna, but it is of another nature. Our nature is Sakchidananda Vigraha. We are full of ananda, full of bliss. Here, it is full of ignorance and deep frustration, deep confusion. So, Krishna consciousness is such a wonderful opportunity. It is a golden opportunity for all of us to take advantage of. And in doing so, we will the real person will evolve, will come about. The real us will come forth. And then all of the falsity, all of the madness, all of the pain will be eradicated. So in Bhagavad Gita, there's this verse I wanted to read. What, this ends at 9 o'clock, the class? In Bhagavad Gita, there's a verse. It states, Ananyas chintayanto mam je janaha payupasate tesham niya biyuktanam yoga shamami shamam vahamyaham. But those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and preserve what they have. One who is unable to live for a moment without Krishna consciousness cannot but think of Krishna 24 hours a day, being engaged in devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, offering prayers, worshipping, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, rendering other services, cultivating friendship, and surrendering fully to the Lord. Such activities are all auspicious and full of spiritual potencies, which make the devotee perfect in self-realization, so that his only desire is to achieve the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this has to become our function as devotees. Our whole function has to come where we become more and more intense in our greed to come into the association of Krishna's pure devotees and with Krishna. To hear, to constantly try to hear about Krishna and the greatness of Krishna, then all of these things will come to pass. Revelation, as it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srinvatam sva kata Krishna punya shravana kiyatana ridyantasto yabhadrani vidhu noti surit satam. Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So all of this comes about through service. When we render service onto the pure devotee, then we become inclined to hear of Krishna and Krishna's pastimes. Then we will feel Krishna in our life. We will see Krishna, how he is doing this, how he has guided me in my life in so many ways, how he has protected me, how he is maintaining me. When I look back in my life, coming to Krishna consciousness, I was so filled with ignorance, so filled with distress. And confusion. I came to the movement, I read one magazine, and I joined the Hare Krishna movement. But prior to that, I had been searching for some answers, some direction. But then I incurred so much karma in my youth by taking so much intoxication. And so many unfortunate things occurred in my life as a young boy. And then I came to Krishna consciousness. So when I look back and I see what I was when I first came and how Krishna has worked amazing things in my life, how he has changed me, transformed me in so many ways, then I look back in amazement at how my whole consciousness has changed and how before, as knowing nothing of God, nothing of who I am, what is the purpose and meaning of life, and how now my whole goal, my whole purpose, all of my desires, everything about me has changed. So this is possible for anybody and everybody in this age of Kali Yuga, that the mercy is causeless. Srila Prabhupada's mercy on me was causeless. Though I had no qualification to come to this Krishna consciousness, somehow or other, things were arranged that I might take advantage of this facility. And now I can say with great happiness and appreciation that I have been saved from a most abominable condition in this material world. It is a very sad thing to see what the world has become. It is in great need of Krishna consciousness. And we as devotees, aspiring devotees, have a great responsibility to ourselves to become pure devotees and to give that to others so that we might change many hearts, many living entities, many conditioned living entities are suffering to such a great, great degree at present. And therefore it will be our greatest joy and we bring great joy to Guru and Krishna if we take it upon our heads to give Krishna consciousness to all the world. And it begins here at this temple by our own giving and sharing amongst ourselves. I have never seen, actually, I know when I first joined in 1971 in Brooklyn, New York, there was something similar of devotees, how they felt towards each other, how they would honor each other and give respect. But then over some time, it disappeared. To a great degree, it disappeared. And so many devotees were hurt in so many unfortunate ways by things that had occurred after Srila Prabhupada left the planet. And I also was hurt in so many different ways. But we must understand tatenu kampam shushimikshamana, that it is my karma. We all have things coming to us and we must bow down that, oh, I deserve this somehow or other. I have come to... But now here, things by the grace of Radhanath Swami, he has done such a wonderful thing here. Again, it is like being in 1971 to see how the devotees are dancing and chanting and such enthusiasm. Of course, there are problems, no doubt. But he has done a very wonderful thing. And just like Srila Prabhupada, his godbrother, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, one time he said, "We are proud, we are glad, we are happy at the achievement of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada." They were very proud. He was very proud of his achievement. So in a similar way, I am very, very proud of my dear godbrother in his achievement of what he has accomplished here. It looks like it will increase more and more. And then it will contaminate the whole world of ISKCON. And they will see such a wonderful example. So does anybody have any questions or comments they would like to make? Okay. Oh.
Guruji, can you narrate some incidences with Prabhupada?
Well, I didn't have so much personal association with Srila Prabhupada. I was the low man on the totem pole, as they'd say. Very low man. And it's best to remain in that condition, actually. But I had very little association. I had a few associations where I, of course, went on morning walk. One time I was in Chicago and Tamal Krishna Maharaj gave me a garland and he said, "Put this on Srila Prabhupada." And I did that. And one time I think I made a samosa for Srila Prabhupada. And the only time that I ever spoke to Srila Prabhupada was when he asked me the four regulative principles. It was kind of a funny thing when I took my first, when I was initiated in Brooklyn, New York. There were three Marks. My name was Mark. I was Mark 3. Because there were three Marks. So then, I was waiting for initiation for, I think I waited 6 months, and just the month before Srila Prabhupada came, I was always being told that he's coming next week. He's just coming next week. And then a week before Srila Prabhupada actually came, I was going to leave. I was getting a little bit frustrated at the fact that he never came. So I was sneaking out the window, going down the fire escape, and I was going to go to the beach and just give up Krishna consciousness, or leave it for some time. And then my temple commander, his name is Romapad Maharaj, he was then the temple commander, he caught me, and he said, "Oh, don't leave just yet. He is surely coming next week. So then I decided to remain one more week and see if that came to pass. So it did come to pass. And so I was waiting for a long time. I was waiting for the initiation. Then I was waiting and waiting, and then I had to go to the bathroom. So I was thinking what to do. I don't want to go to the bathroom because I'll get contaminated. I'll have to change all my clothes. And so I was holding it in and holding it in. And it was becoming more and more intense. And then Srila Prabhupada, it came my turn. And he finally called me and he gave me the name Rishikesh. Which was a bit unusual because usually Srila Prabhupada, according to the first initial of your first name, he would give you that, like he would have he gave this other devotee Makendra, but he gave me the name Rishikesh. So then he must have saw my situation. And he blessed me. So then also I had the good fortune to be there when Srila Prabhupada left this world. I was in Vrindavan. And I was the head cook in Seattle, Washington. And I had just been married. I think I was married only 3 or 4 months, and I was really fried with being in the kitchen. And the temple president, Rochan, he said, okay, they sent a letter around and they want one disciple from each temple to go and be with Srila Prabhupada because he is so ill. So he said, you are fried? Okay, you can go. So that was amazing grace that I was allowed to go to Vrindavan at that time. And while I was there, one time while I was sitting in the room and they were chanting, devotees were chanting, they asked me to go and massage Srila Prabhupada's foot. So that was the only time I ever touched Srila Prabhupada's divine body. And yeah, then that was more or less. Oh, one time I also offered Guru Puja to Srila Prabhupada in Hawaii. But other than that, not so much. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya.